Hi there everyone, I hope you all had a lovely New Year's Eve and that you're looking forward to an exciting 2010. That's how I've decided to pronounce it anyway. I'm also going with the 10Ts, which go with the noughties, because they both sound kind of funny. So I'm going to carry on saying that, and if it ends up not being the accepted way, never mind. Not the end of the world. People keep on saying to me, what did they call the 1910s? What did they call them then? I think the answer probably is that they didn't feel the need to label everything so quickly. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. This is sort of a test because I'm trying to collate all of my content in one place at the moment. All of the images, all the audio, everything that I produce. And it's proving a little more difficult than I thought it was going to be. And the way that I'm doing it through Tumblr. And Tumblr only picks up feeds when they've had something put in them in the past 2 days. So I thought I'd throw an audio book there because it's picking up my more delicious stuff. And this just seemed the easiest thing to pick up. It's not picking up my twit pics, but I think that's because there's no unique timestamps on the RSS. So I'm talking to the ever-kind Buddha Magnet on Twitter, whether or not I can use Yahoo Pipes in order to add timestamps to them, so that will work. So this just seemed like the next thing that I should check to see whether it's picking them up. The content will eventually be at hannahscontent.co.uk. I'm just sort of changing the way that I'm redirecting that at the moment, so you can't get to it through that. Currently it's just hannahnicklin.tumblr.com, and you'll be able to see all my recent delicious posts, I think, is the things that it's picked up so far. I can't think. Oh, an Posterous blog. So it's definitely picking up Posterous and delicious. The other things that I want it to pick up is YouTube, Flickr, TwitPic. It's got my Twitter statuses on there. I'm not sure whether I want to attach Last.fm to it. There's a link there to my Last.fm, but I'm not sure if that would be just sort of too much data. I can't find that TwitVid does any kind of RSS, so I might have a look and see if I can form an RSS feed from Yahoo Pipes for TwitVid. What else is it trying to pick up? Well, audio booze, obviously. And a couple of other things which don't immediately spring to mind, but that's the idea. And I thought it'd be quite nice to have a place that I could direct people to, which has, in a nice, simple way, my basic digital footprint. So let's hope that works. The whole idea, by the way, was sort of given to me by Razga, I think is how you pronounce it, on Twitter. I sort of see that he was working on thisismycontent.co.uk yesterday, and I thought that was a really good idea, so I thought I'd give it a go myself. So yeah, do give him a follow. He's always up to interesting things with data. It's worth having a look at him, and let me see if I can find his, how you spell that, because I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Razga, that's how I pronounce it, I guess, at RASGA, so he's worth following. He's always doing interesting things with data. So yes, 2010, exciting things afoot. I've got a play redraft, a 15-minute play of mine's going to be performed, we think, at Theatre 503. That's by Box of Tricks Theatre Company in April. If you want to follow Box of Tricks on Twitter, they're at BOTTC. So that's Box of Tricks Theatre Company initials. And I'm also working on a good few thousand words due in the next week or so of PhD work. And then I'm also talking at a couple of conferences. I'm talking at a conference at Nottingham Trent about narrative and audience interaction, and then sort of later on in the month I'm going up to Leeds Met to talk to performance MA students there about how the digital world is changing the arts world. So lots of exciting stuff. As ever, I hope you're all well, and I'll leave you with this, what is in effect a test boo, and my wishes for your very happy New Year's.